You're listening to the John and Kane Show. And now, your hosts, John and Kane.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And my name is Kane.
For those of you following along on your Gregorian calendars, it is Monday, December 14th.
Let me get you a different calendar.
Well, there are many calendars.
Start saying Google
calendar. I mean, for example, the Jewish calendar is 5,712. That's the year.
I just regret that I said it like 8 months ago. I think I said it one time, and now it's never stopped.
By the way, there's eight people looking it up right now because they don't believe me. But it really does. It really is that, right? That's what it is. I knew you weren't. By the way, that was the voice of producer Thomas, who never goes to a microphone and therefore stands next to me so that only I can hear him, and then I have to talk about it.
You just never let up on him.
No, of course I don't, because he's the producer of the show, and I expect certain...
He loves to give me grief about nothing.
That's right.
Really? Okay, fine.
I agree.
Anyway, we're going to have a great show. We're back. By the way, did you enjoy your weekend?
I did. How about you?
It was great. I invited you yet again to do what?
Well, the fishing.
And then you didn't show up at my lake.
Well, the thing is, when you made the invite, I'm thinking, what, December? Here we are, like the 13th. You know what I mean? It's like, I really don't think it's going to be...
It was warm this weekend.
I didn't anticipate the Indian summer. Or global warming. But I didn't. I just didn't.
When we talked about it last week, I said, look at the calendar.
Yeah.
Meet me on Sunday. We'll do a little fishing.
Oh, Sunday. I thought you meant Saturday.
What? Okay. You know what I'm
Maybe talking. That's what it was.
Anyway, we're going to have a
great... Maybe that's where the disconnect
is. Okay. Can we now segue into promoting the show?
All right. Fine.
Fine. All right. So, because there's a guy who's going to be on first. I think he's going to be able to help you.
Yeah.
Because clearly, if you look at my wardrobe and your wardrobe, there's two different worlds.
It's a good
I'm
thing you've decided
about.
To hang up, you know, condescension for the year 2016. I'm looking forward to that whole New Year's resolution.
My birthday is literally in 10 days.
It is. And you and Jesus compete.
And no one will care. But anyway, going to be a great show today. Kristen King's going to be joining us a little later on the show.
Yeah, she's great. She actually is a singer, a songwriter, an actress, and even a stem cell activist. Imagine all of those things.
I love that. Like, it's like first date. It's like, I write songs.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a stem cell activist.
Encompassed into one person. She's a native of New Orleans, L.A., and born of Jamaican, Cuban, and Portuguese lineage. Interesting. So she's going to be by phone today.
Oh.
So we're going to talk with her about that, and we'll find out all about what she's up to and all of her talents, right?
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and introduce him now. He's our first guest on the show.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Normal brand clothing line and a recent Arch Grant winner, put your hands together for Jimmy Sansone.
That's right.
Oh, thank you.
How Jimmy,
are
you, man?
Welcome to the show. Crowd's going wild. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
I'm sorry that you had a first impression here as the show opened of the way that Kane and I
more
do
of,
what we
more
do.
Of that impression happened before we even came on the air.
No, in fact, it's refreshing. I like to see a good
really?
Ball busting
really?
That, every
that,
once in a
see,
while.
But that,
yeah.
that pause before refreshing and the R and the I dart to the left tells me that you're really
see,
not.
No,
that's just because I'm not as smooth as I think, and I couldn't get the word. But refreshing is actually the word that
was,
I wanted.
He paused because he wanted it to be impactful, what he was saying. That's that's the way I see it.
All right. Well, just so you know, Jimmy here is a SLU in Washington University in St. Louis alum. Very cool. So we love the St. Louis connection. Here on the John and Kane Show, our commitment is fun, funny, make the world a better place, and we have a commitment to startups. So you fit right within that, right?
I feel at home.
So
yeah,
I just
good.
So with the few seconds remaining before we go to the song, I just want you to quickly take a look at Kane and look at his outfit.
Yeah.
And then quickly look at me and look at my outfit. Mm-hmm. Clearly, who's the one with more style?
Well, I can say that you both have style.
Oh, don't be, don't.
Well,
don't
all
be.
I'm saying is you both have style.
Right.
Having said that, is there room for improvement?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back,
all right.
Jimmy Sansone from the Normal brand clothing
line.
That
was gently said, by the way, Jimmy. Thank,
thank you.
And
thank
a
you.
recent Arch Grant winner will help the more needy of the two of us. And I am not speaking of me.
Wow.
Stay with us. It's the John and Kane Show.
John Descending.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
We learned lots of cool radio things between the songs.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Cool.
Our guest is Jimmy Sansone.
That's right. Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Oh, yeah.
He is from the Normal brand clothing line and a recent Arch Grant winner. Now, before we kind of get into helping Kane,
he was sensing
here,
the tension during the song. He was sensing the tension because John is clearly, you know, John Descending at times in regards to how he dresses.
Right.
And although I can, and admittedly... could step up my presentation. I get it.
Well,
I get it.
Can I say, first of all, you're beautiful.
Well, thank you,
that's
Jimmy.
Number one.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Wow. Number two, the beard game on both of you was strong.
Nice.
And as a fellow guy with a beard,
yeah,
I've noticed that there's a camaraderie among us. It's like that whole weird Jeep thing.
Yeah, no, I
every
get it.
Every time I see a guy with a beard, I'm like, I like that beard.
Yeah.
Like I have down. Any sort of a...
It's a respect.
Like I'm a professional.
It's a respect.
Yeah. I feel
Isn't
like a
it?
Pro.
Yeah, it's
it
a is.
There's a level of respect. I feel
respect.
Like I love both of you guys because of the beard.
I get it.
I also have a Jeep as well. Do you love me more?
When I'm in a Jeep, yes.
Okay, yes,
that's what you got to do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you have no... Thomas, go to a microphone
but see,
if you're going to talk.
I'm really cheap, so does that matter? Is that coming to play at all?
I don't have a Jeep, or I have a Jeep, but I can't grow a beard because I look like I have mange.
Okay, ew. Okay, see, we were having this really cool like beard moment, and then you had to make it gross. Okay, fine. Anyway, all right, Jimmy.
I think it's the same reason Bob Costas doesn't grow a beard.
Right.
Pretty
right.
sure.
Okay, mange. Can we get back to Jimmy, please? Jimmy, what is the Normal Brand clothing line? Tell us about it.
So the Normal Brand is a Midwestern lifestyle-inspired apparel brand. So we cater to a lifestyle spent between the city and the country,
yeah.
which is where life in the Midwest, as a lot of us know, you're 20 minutes from everything, so you can be downtown. Half hour later, you're in a duck blind. And so I really wanted to create a brand that talked about that life in the middle. I think there's a lot to be celebrated and allowed you to go from the city to the country and back again without changing your shirt. And so we started in March, and we're off to a good start. And people have really
All right.
appreciated the mission.
I think that I embody this spirit of normal
okay.
more than John does. Now, is that something I'm picking up on that's false, or is this something that...
That's not something that I can just tell.
Because I know you really want
to
be politically
to
neutral. You're like Switzerland over
yeah.
there. I get it.
Well, I'd like for both of you to embody it,
yeah.
I think.
But
I'm
do you really believe John's going to go to the country in that?
I can show you photos.
No,
I just talked
saying,
about fishing
listen,
in the beginning.
I'm not saying you don't go to the country. What I'm saying is, do you see John going to the country in that?
Here's what I see John doing. I see John looking extremely sharp in one of our soft cotton twill button downs.
Ah, very nice.
Midnight blue. With
yeah,
some
but no mallard duck's gonna fall for that.
Well, they're not falling
no
for anything.
No mallard's
I'm doing
falling
either.
For that. You're being too politically correct, Jimmy. I'm sorry. You're just being too politically correct. All right, let's go online here. The normalbrand.com. The normalbrand.com is your website.
That's right.
Obviously, photos there, availability for purchase there on the website.
Oh, yeah.
What happens? Like, are your sizes a little larger because they're supposed to be for the country and the city? Like how,
no. So we,
how do your sizes play in?
You know, we've kind of got an athletic fit. We're okay. definitely, and that's catering to that city and country lifestyle. So we don't like the big blousy country club fits.
Right.
Guys care about what they're wearing. Men's fashion is exploding. And, you know, we're seeing a big uptick at thenormalbrand.com. They really like our fits. It's a little bit more athletic fitting, trimmed through the arms and the waist, true to the shoulders, and, you know, the fabric qualities, they've really, really dug.
Well, that's awesome. So those of you who have made a purchase or you haven't, go to thenormalbrand.com. And then on Twitter or Instagram at thenormalbrand and, you know, take a picture of you in your new duds. We'd love to have you,
yeah,
you know, represent the fact that you've been purchasing normal, but local and from the Normal Brand.
All right, when we come back, Kane apparently tries to somehow think that I'm too uppity to enjoy this. So
I love
going,
how you tell people what
no,
I think.
You know what?
I love
you,
that.
Yeah, you really?
Honestly.
Anyway, my point is, Jimmy, I'm going to show you a video of me out in the country shooting a gun, and I want you to tell me the kind of clothes that would look best with this particular video I'm going to show you.
You got it, yeah.
Does that work for
you?
All right.
To do that.
Stay with us when we come back. Jimmy Sansone from the Normal Brand clothing line and also a recent Arch Grant winner. There's lots of A's and R's in that. I can't say
C-H's.
It. C-H's. We'll be right back, John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead. You start. That's fine. Don't yell at me during
no,
the song.
No,
I
just think there's a double standard. That's
there's
all.
There's not a double standard.
Yeah, there is.
No, don't
there's
bring
a complete
this to the,
double
don't
standard.
Don't bring this to the air right now. The listeners don't care.
Let's first and foremost welcome back our guest, Jimmy Sansone, the Normal Brand clothing, and Arch Grant winner, by the way. Congratulations there. We're talking about clothing, and you busted out a video all quick to brag about how you've been in the country, and you're showing him a video of your cargo shorts and a t-shirt with your Panama Jack hat while you're actually, you know, shooting a gun. Right.
Right. Well, so hang on. So I'm going to play the video.
Okay.
And then Jimmy's going to comment on, like, for example, kind of like a fashion show.
I get it. So he's going to be commentating.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
during the video.
He's watching the video right now. It's right in front
he's
of him.
He's color commentator.
Hang
imagine.
On, I'm bringing the microphone.
Imagine
over.
You're Mike Shannon at a baseball game.
Here we go.
Go, Jimmy.
Here we go.
Well, he looks sharp. That Panama Jack hat is something else. It's definitely protecting him if the SPF 85 isn't.
Look at that.
You got to love the flower shorts, and I believe that's...
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that kind of shirt is, but I have seen them for sale at 7-Eleven. Having said all that...
And a swap meet. I've seen them at a swap meet.
Seems like a heck of a shot, and you seem like you're having fun, and it's definitely about having fun.
That's right.
We would be able to upgrade you significantly. I think a soft cotton Henley with a definite new hat, wax cotton with our normal brand Bear inspired by Missouri State flag would look a lot more comfortable.
Look at that.
And I'd be happy to ship you a boatload of Banana Boat SPF.
I mean, 30. On the fly, Jimmy Sansone, while John's playing a slow motion shot video. And you can see, it's like, you can see the arm fat, you know, move.
I do love the slow-mo shot videos. You always know when it's the first time somebody shot a gun because they always Instagram the slow-mo shot
video. Exactly.
Did you do that?
I guarantee it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah. No. It's like, yeah, this shoulder damage and bruise is because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. That's what it's from.
All right. Well, you know what?
The beard game, though.
Yeah, it's strong. Beer game. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I love how you're taking it back. You're politically neutral. I love how you're doing this.
Fine.
All right. So on Facebook, facebook.com/thenormalbrand, post, post your faves, because on the website you have your choices, and of course ordering through the website as well. Now, do you have any sort of brick and mortar places?
Oh yeah, we've got great retail partners across the country. So we sell through 75 retailers in 20 states around the country.
Are they listed on your website?
They're not, but in St. Louis, we've got great retail partners. Downtown, Clayton, Kirkwood, Dapper Gents, Fun in the Sun, Crescent Coast, Woody's, Saks in St. Louis.
Would you stop with your video?
Job, Women's Boutique. Oh, there, that was a bullseye.
This is my 50 caliber muzzle loader.
Oh, look at that. That's sharp. That's a rainbow gun.
Oh, yeah.
That thing will take down an elk at 500 yards.
We should go do that.
I know.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, we're already out of time.
Are we seriously out of time already?
Yeah, your video took forever.
My video did not. He was able to talk about his clothes.
I did the play-by-play.
Yeah, he did. He had to do the play-by-play. He wasn't as drunk as Mike Shannon, but he did a great job. All right, so your mission is to cater to a lifestyle, like you said.
Not as drunk.
Right, exactly. It's the time spent between the city and the country, comfortable wear, active wear, and just functional wear.
We really want to create really versatile, durable, comfortable clothing. So stuff you can wear to a bar at night, the next day you can wear to the shooting range.
Yeah.
That's what Midwest lifestyle, that's the way it happens.
All right, perfect. And again, the website, thenormalbrand.com.
All right, so when you're ready to make those Dollar Shave Club videos apply to the Normal Brand, I'm your guy.
Oh, you've already been chosen.
Okay. Cha-ching.
All right. I think I'm joking. I'm going to totally follow up with you.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like a virus. He grows on you. He does.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, that's applause for Jimmy Sansone.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate
all right, guys,
it, man.
Thanks a lot.
The Normal Brand clothing brand. That was right. That was right. I did say it right. Look at me. And recent Arch Grant winner. Please come back and visit us again.
I'd love to.
A lot of fun. No doubt.
All right, when we come back, Kristen King will be on the phone with us. Kane has a secret crush already.
Why do you say stuff like that?
That'll be uncomfortable.
It's not secret anymore.
There it is. We'll be right back. Jeez. John and Kane Show. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the phone. Put your hands together for Kristen King.
Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
All right. So, Kristen King, singer, songwriter, actress, stem cell activist. I mean, what do you not do, right? I mean, you do like 1,000 things.
It seems like that.
And how does one become a stem cell activist? Like, I want to hear about that.
Oh, well, basically, I was diagnosed with MS in 2013, and I was told that I was going to be in a wheelchair, and I went on medication right away, and then I had an allergic reaction to the medication that was given to me, and then the next medication up from that was like, oh, okay, you might not be able to have kids, and the next medication up from that was like, you could go into cardiac arrest, and I'm like, wow,
jeez.
What is this? These side effects are crazy.
Yay,
nuts.
Healthcare.
I was like, I don't know about that. So I basically did really extensive research on stem cell, and right now it's more like do it at your own risk. Every neurologist I went to told me, you know, it's in the trial period, maybe in the future, but you should really not do it. And I was just kind of like, well, you're not in my body, so I'm going to do it.
There you go.
And I did, and I was actually going to go to Panama to get it done, the procedure done, because apparently it's not really legal in the United States.
Oh.
For MS. Like certain things like bone marrow transplants and all that jazz, it is. But there was one place in Santa Monica where they're able to take the stem cells from your fat and reactivate it and put it back into your body, and next thing you know, you got stem cells. And I am now symptom-free.
Wow.
And because of that, I've been on this rampage to, like, make sure it becomes that, like, to start putting in the research so that it's able to become a validated, you know, cure one day, or at least help people to get better results than where they're at right now. So,
Well, I mean, clearly by being symptom-free, I too would be a stem cell activist in a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the whole point is, like, I would love, just like as if you were going to break your arm or you broke your arm or something, you'd be in surgery the next week, like, handling that.
You know, it'd be really great, someone like you. I mean, you sound so motivational. Wouldn't it be great to book you for a motivational speaking gig?
Wow, there's a segue.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean,
actually, I would definitely want to go around the country and do that. Totally.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I mean, I think we could probably hook you up with that. I'm just saying.
Well, what I'd like to find out is, how would you like people to connect with you if they want to hear from you and actually book you for a motivational speech in regards to your experience? How do they connect with you?
Well, they can go onto my website, thecureinmusic.com. That's thecureinmusic.com, where I have, I have a free ebook that you can download called How I Beat MS, and it will prompt you after you get your free book to purchase my song for $1.29, where proceeds will go towards stem cell research.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, Kristen, I mean, for those who may not know who you are, just kind of, you know, off the bat, you've been on a couple well-known shows. What shows have you been on?
Well, just recently I was on Jane the Virgin. It aired about 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
And that was a lot of fun. Gina Rodriguez, the lead of the show, she's absolutely amazing. She's so humble, and she's just a great person to work with. It was probably one of my favorite sets I've been on. I've also done Community. I've been on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I love that show.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris, my favorite.
Oh, he's great.
We know you have a man crush. All right, cool. All right, when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Kristen King. Again, the website is thecureinmusic.com. That's thecureinmusic.com. Also, kristenhenryking.com, if you're curious. So when we come back, we'll continue on the conversation. Stay with us. It is the John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Kristen King.
Yeah. Come on, everybody.
All right. Now, Kristen, just so you know, Kane is our band guy. And so obviously, I mean, you know, we're talking music, this and that. So I'm going to throw it over to Kane, our band guy.
Well, Kristen, I know that you have had a love and still do a love for music, because not only is the namesake of your website include music, but you believe in some of the therapeutic avenues of music, I would assume. But you also have not only been taking lessons in singing since a very young age, but tell us everything you've done in that realm up to this point.
Oh my gosh, I don't even think we have enough time for that.
Give us the elevator pitch.
Well, basically, I'll tell you where it started. Was I was used to be obsessed with that show, Star Search, when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Star Search.
Ed McMahon, my favorite.
Ed McMahon, 4 stars, 3.25 stars, you know. I was just, like, so obsessed with it that I begged my parents to be on the show. But both my parents are from third world countries, so for them, it's like, what? You want to be a musician? No.
Right.
You got to come to this country. You got to like make money as a lawyer or a doctor or something like that. And they're like, okay, finally they give in to me. And the week that I was supposed to go on the show, because I actually got approved to go on the show, it got canceled. And I was so devastated. Oh. And I like spent so much of my time being like, how can I get on TV? And over the years, it's just been my, you know, journey of traveling the world when I was a teenager, and end up getting a scholarship to NYU, and also the Houston Grand Opera offered me some grant money to any college I wanted to go to for my voice. And since then, it's just kind of been like nonstop music.
I love that, because not only were you doing the lessons at an early age, but the vocal group you were a part of was called the Triple Trio, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
And you're a native of New Orleans, Louisiana, and like you said third world country, so there's Jamaican, yeah, Cuban, Portuguese in there as yeah, well. And so yeah, what a great opportunity, though, to be able to give music some attention. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah. Totally, absolutely. You know, it's so rare where you'll see people from other countries, you know, that being able to like come to the United States and then be able to actually attain their dream of being an artist. It's definitely, I want to be a representative for that as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kristen, I love this, because you may not know this, but the Commitment Hour show is fun, funny, make the world a better place. And so,
yes, I saw that.
So what I love about what you're doing, I mean, whether it's singing, whether it's being an actress, whether it's, you know, being a stem cell activist, I mean, you're definitely making the world a better place for people. So how can people get a hold of you and talk a little bit more about your mission?
Basically, my mission is exactly what my website is, The Cure in Music. And my whole purpose, you know, after I got diagnosed, I really saw that my purpose here on earth is to make a better place and to do that through music, because that's the thing that I love to do. But now I can actually channel it so that I can help others. And, you know, I'm using that as a platform so that I could eventually be like an opinion leader for, you know, other, not only MS sufferers, but just anyone who's going through hardship in life. You know, I want to be that voice. I actually have a dream to put together an album. It's written by the people from Kristen, which I want to take people's stories. I want them to write into me and tell me stories, happy, love, anything that they want to talk about. And I will write a song based on their story. And I wanted to, you know, name
what?
Each person's song. Yes.
What?
That is something I really want to do.
Oh, man. And your first piece should be about the John and Kane show. I have lyrics.
Oh, well, there you go.
I have lyrics.
Look at you being self-serving.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it like that. All right, Kristen, we really appreciate your time. We really appreciate yeah, your contribution to mm-hmm, everything and everyone around you. It's thecureinmusic.com, thecureinmusic.com, also kristenhenryking.com. And most of our listeners are on Twitter. So Decode Hollywood, at Decode Hollywood.
That's
thank
right.
You. Thank you so much, Kristen.
That's applause for Kristen
thank
King.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank
all
you.
Right. When we come back, we've got another John and Kane show surprise. Do stay with us. Been an awesome show so far. Going to still be great. Stay with us.
I know, it's sad. It's really, really depressing to have to end the show today, especially with such great guests in today. Lindsay Walden and Curtis Wilde. No, I'm sorry. That was when? Friday?
Well, what are you doing? No. On today's show is Jimmy Sansone.
That's what it was.
And Kristen
of course,
King,
Kristen
ladies
King.
And gentlemen.
I was testing you. You were looking all over the show sheet for tomorrow,
no,
and you
I
were
was,
wanting to tease tomorrow's show, and I'm
no,
like, look,
you know
we have
what?
Lindsay
Stop
Walden on
trying
tomorrow.
Trying to make it about you.
We have Lindsay Walden on tomorrow, so we knew you were going to jump to that.
Really?
But, by the way, Kristen King, isn't she a gem? She's so nice.
Absolutely.
So nice. And to be a stem cell activist, like, I had never heard that before. She brought it up. I've never heard that.
Well, she's totally embodying, you know, the commitment of our show, which is fun, funny, make the world a better place. And so these are the things, like, you know, if you've got that and you fit with our commitment, we want to hear from you. Very simple.
Yeah.
You can do that by following us at John and Kane Show.
At @Indio_radio. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter and also on Instagram.
That's right. And we love that all of you get us live if you listen at work and risk getting fired. IndioRadio.com, 10 a.m.
That's right.
The rest of you who, you know, care about your jobs and, you know, don't, you know, subvert to your boss. Anyway, the replay, 5 p.m.
You really have them figured out, don't
That's right. 5 p.m. IndioRadio.com is the replay. And then the rest of you,
yes.
2 a.m., I don't know, how do you get us?
Well, just download the podcast and keep it for yourself and keep it under your pillow and sleep with it. Be good. Download it and it's tangible. All right, Podomatic, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher. I don't know what I did just then.
I had no idea how to respond to that.
Just search Indio Radio Podcast and you'll find all the John and Kane shows right there.
I just had this image, like, if I was an Uber fan of my own show and my wife would be like, what are you doing? I got the podcast. It's under my pillow.
It's under my pillow.
John and Kane are safe there.
I downloaded it to a separate device so I can put that separate device under the pillow.
They're safe. Okay. We're
it's
crazy.
A Samsung.
We're done.
It's
we're
a
done.
Samsung.
We're done. All right. Tomorrow's show, Lindsay Walden will be in. And then we're going to have our friends from Mindset come in.
Oh, I love that.
Yep. Kara's going to be here, Kara Jacobson. It may be mentally transformational.
I love that. I love that possibility.
I think it's going to be
very
cool.
Let's make it happen.
All right. Are we done?
Yes,
have
we're done.
Have we covered everything?
I think we have.
It's the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, All Together, Indio Radio! Show inside joke, peanut butter.
What? Stop saying that.